And we are recording, so it's my pleasure to introduce Suzanne. Go ahead.
Thanks, Judith. My name's Suzanne. I'm an alcoholic and addict. Yeah, I'd just like to start off with a bit of the lead up to BBA. I was an alcoholic and addict, and I think I lost the power of choice around I was about 19 when I crossed that point of no return, really, and became an all or nothing addict, lots of consequences. I ended up in 5 rehabs and endless detoxes. In one of the rehabs, I did find meetings, and I was in and out of there, just chaos creating, really, and just hadn't surrendered that self-will, really, and exhausted my self-will, and I was still acting out, I was still shoplifting, I was still taking loads of pills, I was acting out with dysfunctional relationships, and I just couldn't exhaust my self-will. I was self-will run riot from a teenager and a rebel, well, I thought I was anyway, and then just suddenly I just exhausted it. I just didn't want to live, didn't want to die, and tried to commit suicide. I just had enough, really. I didn't want to live, didn't want to die, really. It was a painful place, and I hit that surrender and just broke down into tears and just suddenly became willing to go to any lengths. And it was definitely not from me, because I just fought everything all the way. It was from God. God brought about that surrender, I believe. And so I started following direction, became teachable and accountable. And then I started doing the steps, and I got to about 10 months clean and sober again, and I had that spiritual malady, and it was horrific. Had the bedevilments going on, and I ended up in moving to a place where I heard there's some strong meetings, and luckily I ended up in a group of big book thumpers, and that's where I started getting well, and they taught me about the allergy and the obsession and what I suffered from, and I started to recover, really. And someone told me about there's a course on the big book and the steps, and I ended up on that, and then going through the steps in depth, like a college course for a month. I was very lucky. It was Joe and Charlie Sponsey that set that place up, and always be grateful for that, really. I think it saved my life. I had a really my sponsor was really hardcore, and didn't take any messing, and he said to me, Dr. Bob relapsed until he made all his amends. So he put the fear of God in me, thinking I've got to make these amends. And for step 9, I really wanted to give it everything for some reason. I just had this drive to really complete it. I really wanted it. And this is where I got my biggest spiritual awakening, actually, a change of thought and attitude. I went to a place that I used to be homeless and do lots of crime and things, and I made amends there to night shelters. They'd never had anything like it before. A doctor's surgery for lying, getting false prescriptions. Used to have a chemist that'd swap them for diazepam and tablets, and they'd give you a list of what to get them. And then, I made amends for that deception, and made amends to the police for treating them badly when I was in custody. It just shows you should have guidance, because I got carried away and went into this store. I used to shoplift a lot, and this man came rushing over, and it had been quite a few years since I'd been in there, and he said, "You're trespassing. I'm going to phone the police if you don't leave." I was quite disappointed. I thought I looked really well. And I said, "I just want to make amends." He looked at me as if I was insane, and said, "You're going to have to write to head office." And he said, I'll get you arrested if you don't leave." So it just shows you need to have guidance and plan these things. And I didn't actually make that amends till I did the BBA. I just thought, oh, I made the effort, but I thought I was very thorough until I did come to BBA. And I made amends, graveside amends to my grandparents. I made a surrogate amends. So I didn't know, my husband died, but I didn't know where his grave was or anything. So he was an addict and died of addiction. So my sponsor pretended that they were speaking from him as in a spiritual place, did surrogate amends. Really painful one was my mum. I put her through hell, my parents. And they were always in fear of me dying. And I made amends to her, and we got really close ever since. But she said every night there was this police car that used to come round the flats, and she thought it was to say I was dead. And then she found out he lived there, the bloke. He was a police officer. But she must have not slept, the poor woman. She went through really a lot, and I've done everything I can to make amends to her since. And the biggest amends I made was in the first lockdown. She was here for 3 months, and I was able to look after her for that 3 months because she's got bad health. And had quite a laugh, actually, until it got to near the end, and you could tell it had been too long. It was a miracle. We hadn't argued all the time, actually. I did a lot of BBA meetings every night, I think, and prayed a lot, did two-way prayer and things that helped. And, it brought us really close. And my dad just says he didn't want to talk about the past. And we go on holiday every year together. We went twice in the lockdown, actually, away to Tenerife. We've become very close. And his family are quite... He's got, like, a younger wife and some teenagers, half brothers and sisters, and they're quite sarcastic and have digs at him. So when I go, I'll always make it like I listen to him. I don't care if he repeats himself, whatever he does. I'll just be there to listen. And I'm really getting a sense lately that I need to spend more time with him. And I've said I'd go away with him in the summer again to Turkey. Just these little things, I just feel like God's saying to me this year that you need to be with your family. And this two-way prayer I've been doing is amazing because I've been actually obeying. I've had lots of messages in the past and not obeyed, but every time that God tells me to do something in these two-way prayers, I do it. Obviously, if it's sensible, if it's in line with the four absolutes. And I feel like I'm getting great results, actually. And I got to about 4 years in recovery, and I became a Christian, and I felt like I had something missing. There was a bit of the jigsaw missing, and I felt like I became whole then, and I started to get that spiritual connection. And when I got to about 10 years again, my recovery felt a bit stagnant, and that's when I found BBA, actually, and that's just took my recovery to another level, really. In this lockdown, I remember my sponsor saying to me, would you like to do a talk on a worldwide meeting? I said no, actually, the first time. And then he said, what about hosting? I said, no, I couldn't do that. No, I'd have a heart attack. And it's just amazing how my confidence has grown this year. So even hosting one with Father Bill at the weekend, and I always stay right-sized and try and stay humble, but then it's just like these things. If someone had told me a year ago that these things would happen, I'd laugh at them. I'd probably have a panic attack. And I might have been around a long time, but I was always like not very confident. And the BBA, the way they do the steps, and it's just really enriched my program, really. And the two-way prayers even made it even deeper, and I've got these contacts, and it's just amazing. I just feel mind blown by it all, actually. And half measures avails us nothing, really. And I've never been it since I got that with a big book thumpers and that exhausted my self-will. I've never done anything more than put everything into it, really. I'm not a half measures person. I'm all or nothing, really. And I was just going to read a few bits in the book that I wrote down. I saw that my friend was much more than inwardly reorganised. He was on a different footing, his roots grasped a new soil. That's that God consciousness that they talk about. And that's what I feel like I've got now. I feel like I know the next right thing to do. And I got a conscience through working my amends, really. And this one, my schoolmate visited me and I fully acquainted him with my problems and deficiencies. We made a list of people I'd hurt or to whom I felt resentment. I expressed my entire willingness to approach these individuals, admitting my wrong. Never was I to be critical of them. I was to right all such matters to the utmost of my ability. And that's what I try and do today. I try and do the next right thing and keep my side of the street clean. And I've got another bit that I'm going to read out in page 67. Referring to our list again, putting out our minds the wrongs others had done, we resolutely look for our own mistakes. Where had I been selfish, dishonest, self-seeking and frightened? Though a situation had not been entirely our fault, we tried to disregard the other person involved entirely. Where was I to blame? The inventory was ours, not the other man's. When we saw our faults, we listed them. We placed them before us in black and white. We admitted our wrongs honestly and we were willing to set these matters straight. Yeah, because I'd never say about what they've done or if they had a part in it when I'm doing these amends. I always just stick to my stuff and say if there's anything, is there anything I can do to put it right? And just concentrate on that because I've known people that have gone to amends and end up in an argument and it's they've had to make another amends for the amends. So it's always really important to go on guidance, really, and what we have to be painstaking, like it says in the promises, that means thorough, and I've got that freedom, the serenity and the peace and the fears, like I said, have fell from me, and it's just like the gift that doesn't stop giving, really, and I can look people in the eye today, and I'm not hiding, and I've got no stones been left unturned, really. I've made all my amends. And then when I got to the BBA, it's about the cards, because I've done nows, laters, maybes and nevers before, the Joe and Charlie way. But this way was willing to or not willing to, and then a middle part to meditate on to see if which part that should go into and if it's an amends. And then I always go through them with sponsees because a lot of them might not be actual amends. They might just be overthinking it or people-pleasing. And that's why it's really important to be thorough but then have guidance. And you can make situations worse. And it's all about the action, really. And like on a daily basis, I...
2 minutes.
Thanks. I give it my all... I think it's about what you get what you put into this program, and you have to go for any lengths for victory over alcohol, really. And like I said about that two-way prayer, it's just I know it's not about two-way prayers, about amends, but that just sets me up for the day, really. I'm going to start another one on a Saturday morning. I do one at five to six tonight. I've got to go on and host an two-way prayer meeting, and it has taken my recovery to another level, and it's important for me to be of maximum service to God and my fellows. And I've done a lot of stuff about forgiveness with my church and Pastor Jose, and there was stuff I thought I'd never let go of, and I'd never be able to forgive myself or my ex-partner for or and stuff I'd done, and it's just like it's totally gone. there was stuff I couldn't look at on the telly or something about this certain subject, and I can now, and it's like that was just the final thing for me to totally forgive myself and others, and I've done that now, and I feel like now I just want to be out there and be of use and be help to anyone I can help, really, and take people through the work and stay right-sized, and just this peace of mind I've got is just priceless today, and I'm just so grateful, and I'll be forever grateful for the BBA, and I tell everybody about it, and I think I'll leave it there. Thanks.